the Yes campaign City Centre headquarters, we meet its mastermind, Blair Jenkins, Chief Executive of Yes Scotland.
We always knew that because most of the mainstream commercial media would be against independence, that our best way of countering that was to build that very active, numerous, local, community-based campaign. And that's what we intended, that's what we've achieved.
Jenkins dismisses fears that an independent Scotland would be isolated in Europe.
The fundamental principles of the European Union are those of democracy, self-determination. The notion that the countries of the European Union would somehow look to punish the people of Scotland for making a democratic choice doesn't seem to us to stand up.
But the political ferment of this referendum campaign is not just being felt in the cities. The Isle of Bute, off Scotland's western coast. Population, 6,000. On the island's ferry, passengers weigh up this historic decision.
What's the main reason why you're looking for a yes vote?
Well, it's for more progress and the change of living, you know, a better living for my children, really, you know.
Just to have a more fair society and not to be ruled by Westminster anymore.
Too many unanswered questions. The revenue is going to come from oil. Nobody knows what resources are left with oil.